Welcome back. 11:36 in the zone. Go by Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton, Arkansas. Exit 121. That's Alcoa Road. Pick yourself up a new vehicle and then drive over to Corky's. You can fill the trunk up with probably 30, 40 hams in there, Joe.
Boneless or sliced.
Apparently you guys have hams, I heard. Anyway, Landers has cars, lots of them. 600 new, 400 used to get the best selection in the state, and they'll offer you more for your trade, and great service after the sale. My favorite redhead in the whole wide world?
Me.
You're not really redheaded, Joe, but
Ginger.
Kevin Wilson is. Kevin Wilson, the GM at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. His wife, Andrea, thinks he's the bee's knees.
Well, I had that problem, too.
501-316-4400. He doesn't have quite the mane of hair that you have, but he does do a good job. And the cars are beautiful. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton, Arkansas. Go see him. They'll beat any advertised price in the state. If you can't get a better deal than you would get at Landers, why would you go anywhere else? I'm a hashtag logician, Joe. I like to look at things from a logical standpoint. If it makes sense, do it. If you can't get a better deal anywhere else, why would you buy your car somewhere else? I mean, honestly, why don't you stick your head in a wood chipper like Fargo, Matt, right? Am I right?
You're right, man.
Am I right, boys?
You do need to see the new Fargo show. It's awesome.
I was just going to lead into that. So the TV show is good. Chef recommends.
Highly recommend. Billy Bob Thornton, he's back.
Does he get killed?
No, but he's the star.
Oh, okay, well.
He's a bad guy.
He can't have everything.
In a good way.
Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Little Rock Christian Academy head coach Jeff Weaver joining us in the zone. And while it may seem a little strange, there is a reason why. Not just because we think Coach Weaver's an awesome guy, which he is. Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Coach, good solid first season at Little Rock Christian, and don't let me interrupt you, too. Big news announced today, and this is going to come out of left field for a lot of folks. It did for me when I found out late last night that it was going to happen. But you have hired a new assistant with a pretty darn fine resume of his own.
It's a great day for Warrior football. We're really excited to add to our coaching staff and our program here. Coach Buck James, coming from Camden, Fairview, where he's been a very successful head coach there, and going to come join our staff and bring all kinds of experience and just a proven winner's mentality, and can't wait to work with him.
Well, there's no question. He, at Camden Fairview, which I think a lot of folks know, he's turned out a lot of very good Division I athletes over the years. They've won a pile of games, 131-43. While coaching in the 5A, he was also the coach of the year 19 times in the conference and the Hootens coach of the year in 2012. So pretty good. And his wife is going to come to Little Rock Christian as well. She'll be teaching, so it's going to be a family affair there at Little Rock Christian.
Absolutely. His wife, Jennifer, will be coming and joining our faculty and comes with a great reputation as well. And got to know Coach James over the years, coached against him several times when I was at Greenwood, and you know, he's a guy that understands a lot about building the program. He made Camden what they are today, and a guy I can lean on and gain a lot of knowledge on different ways of doing things. And we're going to turn over our offensive line to him and expect him to be able to do some great things and help us build the championship program right here at Little Rock Christian.
Coach, I got to ask you the obvious question. How were you able to get Coach James over there with you?
You know, interesting. We have such a great school and great reputation for such a good school. And Coach James has younger kids. He'll have a seventh grader, a fourth grader, and a first grader in our school next year. And that was obviously important to him. He knew about the school. He and I's relationship has always been a good professional relationship. I know I've always admired him, and he reached out and said, "Hey, is this a possibility?" And I was floored, like everyone else, immediately. But said, "Absolutely, you know, let's figure out a way to make this happen." So we've been working on it, and it's coming to fruition.
Now, Coach James grew up in Pine Bluff, if I'm correct on that.
Yeah.
Correct.
And there
is—it
is no coincidence that bluff and tough rhyme, my friend. This is a man that will bring some toughness, especially to a position that requires a lot of it.
That's very true. And Coach James is—that is one of his fortes, I would say. He's very, very good at in the weight room, and he's very good at teaching both physical and mental toughness within his teams. That's one thing you always notice when you coach against them or watch his teams play. And We needed help up front. Last year we did have a solid first year of trying to get things going, but I would say our weakness was probably with our play up front. Mm-hmm. And we have been trying to address that throughout our off season with just a phenomenal off season in our new weight room. And Coach James, I think, can come and take us to the next level in that respect very quickly.
Coach, what's your spring schedule? Are you guys in the middle of that now or not yet?
We are. We're in our what we call phase two of our off season right now, which is 3 days a week in the weight room, 1 day a week out practicing football in just shorts and helmets. We'll start spring practices April 28th. We'll have 10 padded practice over the course of 3 weeks, where we'll be out actually putting in all the offense and defense, hitting each other, evaluating, doing all those sort of things. Coach James will be trying to be here for as much of that as possible as he's getting his move and all that going. So we're excited for the spring ball and expect to really be a pretty solid football team this year.
Coach, in the next few years, just get yourself ready for a young Akery making his way as a starting nose tackle.
You know,
I've
heard great things. I expect we'll be having the recruiters knocking our doors down when he gets up here.
Coach, I imagine you're going to have water boy extraordinaire in the making, my friend. This kid loves water. I'll say that. My 7-year-old drinks more water than any kid I've ever met.
Coach, you'll be ordering the largest helmet in the history of the world.
He does
that
have
kid's got a huge head.
He does. He looks like a candy apple, Coach. And
he's got Joe Klein's head and Justin's body.
I don't know how he stands up. I don't know how he walks around with that thing.
Strong neck.
Oh, he's incredible. Well, Coach, congratulations, and I look forward to seeing you and Coach James on the sidelines together, and look forward to seeing the Warriors back on the field here this fall.
Appreciate it very much, guys.
All right, take care.
See you, Coach. Wow, how about that, huh?
That's big time.
He's had unbelievable success at Camden.
Coach James is tough as nails.